Welcome to the Swiss Cyber Security Days talk. Shaping cyber resilience. The enormous threat from cyberspace is a reflection of our weaknesses and the result of our failures. Education and enlightenment are part of the digital equation and key to success. Because cybersecurity is much more than an IT issue and can only be achieved through solidarity-based cooperation. We talk to experts about current topics and provide inspiration. My name is Carolina Hinrichsen, and today I speak with Professor Dr. Turaj Ebrahimi, Director Multimedia Signal Processing Group, EPFL, and Dan Bausch, Product Manager and member of the Executive Board at Zebra. Welcome here in our podcast studio on the Swiss Cybersecurity Days 2024. I have a lovely guest sitting in front of me. Turaj, it would be great if you introduce yourself a little bit to the audience, because we here at Cybersecurity Days, we already heard you on stage, but the listeners, they don't know you yet. So a little bit, your name, your background.
Hello, my name is Turaj Ebrahimi, and my main job is to be a professor at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology at EPFL in Lausanne. But I have a couple of other hats. My second hat is to be the founder of a startup company around artificial intelligence applied to imaging. And my third, and maybe in a way, claim to success is that I'm chair of the JPEG Standardization Committee. That is behind a number of image formats, including the one that is called simply JPEG.
Great. And you had a very specific topic on stage. It was just about democratizing the creative potential of making AI available to everyone from all walks of the life operations up to rich opportunities for innovation and content creation and storytelling. At the same time, it presents challenges in terms of trust and security. We've seen numerous cases of fake news, misinformation and fraud amplified by AI-driven content. And a comprehensive set of specifications will be released this summer that will will be revolution for the entire image processing ecosystem. So, and having that in mind, I would love to ask you, what opportunities do you see for innovation in content creation and storytelling through AI?
Yes, you know, we are, as humans, also social animals. And beside the fact that we need emotion, we need also to express ourselves and interact with others. And throughout the ages, starting from the early days of cavemen until today, we have always used any tools and any means of expression possible around us to communicate. So in the cavemen, of course, they had their own way. They were using maybe their fingers and whatever that came around them that could leave a trace on the wall of the cave. And today, that has been replaced by artificial intelligence, which is yet another tool, a very sophisticated one, but yet another tool. But at the end, what this tool is allowing us is to take the burden out of storytelling and expression and give new dimensions, new possibilities to the ways one can express whatever we have in mind and transmit this quality of experience at high as possible to other people. Artificial intelligence really helps us to not to be concerned about how great the quality of audio signal should be, how great the quality of a video, if there is video involved, or imaging, if image is involved, is to really give total freedom to the experience and the expression of this experience. And artificial intelligence is going to take care of the rest.
I totally agree. It's a field, I have a marketing background, I find it super interesting in combining two powers, the human power, emotions, and to, let's call it, scale it up, to empower it a little bit with technology, which will support us in terms of processes, in speed, and also in quality. And I also strongly believe that this will not replace us as human beings in marketing, because still it needs that human nature to create the story at the end, right?
Totally agree. You know, part of the effort until today of the process of creation has been the effort dedicated to really details that are not that important. And this is, in a way, a pity, because we don't use all our intellectual abilities for the process of creation. We spend part of it because we have to make sure something is done in the right way and in the way that the technology allows, and you need really to tell many of these tools what to do. Artificial intelligence is here to really learn many of these tasks that are really secondary to be done just automatically and give us, you know, the freedom to spend the rest of our intellect on what matters, which is the process of creation.
Mm. And what kind of challenges do you see in terms of trust and security, and how can they best be addressed?
You know, like any technology, there is always a good side and a bad side. It's almost a cliche. You could use a knife to do good things and bad things. And the same is true also for artificial intelligence. Today, artificial intelligence, through the algorithms that have been developed, allows us to create very photorealistic pictures, very believable video, very authenticate looking speech. And the content that you create nowadays or transform through artificial intelligence doesn't need anymore to come from the real world. And that's where the danger is. Until recently, there was a saying, seeing is believing. That's not anymore true, because what you see is not anymore coming from the real world, and anybody with a little bit of imagination can create any photorealistic content. Now, again, there is a lot of very positive potential and great things that happen thanks to this. But unfortunately, in the wrong hands, it can do also big damages. It can contribute to misinformation. It can contribute to disinformation, fake news. It could hurt people's integrity. It could do fraud and create all sorts of things that you don't wish were neither yourself nor even your enemies.
Looking back the last 2 days, is there a certain highlight? Is there a certain learning you got? I'm curious. Is there something you would love to share with the community?
Yes. The first thing I want to share is that it was my first participation to the Swiss Cybersecurity Days, even though this was the fifth edition. And it was really absolutely eye-opening. I can tell you that I learned personally a lot, and I interacted with a lot of smart people. And I'm sure next year I'm going to be here. But in terms of things I would like to share, we just talked about AI and that it can really do a lot of good things, but also some damage. And technology, of course, can be used to mitigate some of the risks related to the damages. But unfortunately, technology is not the answer to all. This is coming from somebody who is swimming in technology. So if I have to define myself in one word, it's engineer or researcher, both very heavily around technology. But I'm the first one to tell you also that beside of technology, you also need two very, very important other components. One of them is creation of awareness and informing people about responsible uses of AI. And that is something that I hope events like we have here can contribute to. And the next one also is coming up with best practices and maybe even legislations that would put some sort of governance around technologies like artificial intelligence, because in a way, this is such a powerful technology that if you are not aware of its power, it can make damages. And I'm not, going into extremes. This is not the first time technologies exist, and users of technologies have to prove that they actually have the ability to use it. Driving of a car is a good example of that. Car is a very sophisticated technology, also it's a tool, but in order to use a tall car, you have to go and learn the rules, but also have a little bit of a practice, and then they give you a certificate. It's a driving license, and then that allows you to drive a car. But before that, it's not a very good idea to just get anybody from the street who has never seen a car or has just seen a car but has no knowledge of rules and practices on how a car is driven. So the same is true for artificial intelligence. I'm a believer that we have to put some governance and some practices in place, and without going into extremes, make the minimum necessary so that everybody can use in the proper way technologies that are becoming more and more sophisticated, like artificial intelligence, in a responsible way.
Thank you very much, Turaj, to share all those impulses with us here on the Swiss Cybersecurity is here in our podcast studio. I have a very last question for you, and it's, why should we attend again face-to-face next year here on the Swiss Cybersecurity Days 2025?
Let me answer to this question with the same thing I said in the beginning. Of course, as humans, we are really driven by social experiences. And nothing replaces a face-to-face, interactive exchange. Of course, you could get close to it by reading a book or by having some remote access or watching some video online, etc. So I'm not saying they're not good, but if you have a choice, nothing replaces the real experience of being somewhere, meeting people, interacting with them, because all the other similar looking ways to acquire information still miss things that you only can experience in a face-to-face physical encounter like the event we have here.
Thank you very much. And also thank you for your time and that you're so open for that format. And I wish you a safe trip back home and see you next year here on the Swiss Cybersecurity Days 2025.
Thank you very much.
Welcome here in our podcast lounge on the Swiss Cybersecurity Days 2024.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here.
First of all, I would like you that you're just describing yourself, that you introduce yourself a little bit to the audience. Just tell us who you are, what is your background, and why your heart stops beating in terms of cybersecurity.
Thank you for the question. That's a manifold question. Actually, my name is Dan Bausch. I'm from the company Zebra. That's a company that is actually Bern-based, so we're very close. We didn't have a long way to come here. That's already a huge advantage. I'm here together with our CEO, Marco Steger, who is beside me and looks that I don't tell anything that I shouldn't tell. I'm actually a newer member of Zebra. Zebra is a company that exists for about 10 years. And I joined the company about 1 year ago because the company is in a transition. They were a very successful startup, but at the moment are in the scale-up phase. We are now at the moment about 30 people, and our dedication is not necessarily cyber security, but much more into the automation of huge networks. Or that's one of our passion. The other is we are really strong into developing our own software, or software for clients, very specific software. And from the beginning, we were responsible for huge events. We talk here about the major events that happen in sports or also in conferences, where a high stability of the networks was always key. And we combined the two sides of the know-how that we had, so the capacity to make software with the interest of making the rollout of such networks much more automated, much more fast, much more reliable. And as a fact, we were asked to come here to talk about this automation, because in the end, when we talk about cyber, at the base there is always the network. It's like the street. If you want to go from one city to the other, you need a street. It doesn't matter what car you drive. It doesn't matter how you want to get there. You need a way to get there. And so by making the streets more secure or more stable, you make them less prone to attacks, and you make them more reliable, more stable, and therefore you enhance the resilience. Resilience, that is the big talk of this cybersecurity days of the ICT systems.
Yes, this is a very good buzzword and also one of our hashtags, so to say. The core hashtag of this conference is shaping cyber resilience. If you're looking back the last 2 days, if we taken review, is there a certain learning, a certain highlight that you would like to share with the community?
Definitely there is. Especially as we are not, let's say, focusing on cybercrime, but more on the basis of the cyber world, it was for me a huge revelation to come here. Most of all, what I really take away is that in a good and in a bad way, the future is already here. When it comes to quantum computing, when it comes to AI, the things that were presented really let me realize that a lot of things that only 2 or 3 years ago were more like futuristic ideas or futuristic concepts, they are here now, or they happen in future, in a future not far away. They happen like in the next few years. Most of all in quantum computing, that was for me a huge revelation, especially just a minor fact, for example, that they tell, well, a quantum computer that actually operates with only like minus 30 to 40 degrees Celsius, what is a huge step from today where it has to work at almost the absolute zero, was for me, I just didn't know that. I was like, okay, that really means this technology will be available. This is not just something that will be in some scientific centers or for very, very high level development laboratories that will have access that. No, this will be something that comes will be publicly available.
This is a very, very good point. I, for the audience, for all the listeners outside, we had a very impressive panel over here about quantum computing and where we are, what we are facing, is this future or danger? And a little while before, the two of us, we talked about what does that mean. And we talked about we created, as human nature, nations or in human nature, we created a new dimension.
That is absolutely true. That is also what I think is so fascinating. I mean, the whole cyber world only exists because of human. And on a good and on a bad side, it will also only exist as long as humans are here. Because this is something that is completely new. And there is no tangible world that is comparable to this. And there is no tangible world that actually is comparable to this. This is really something just we created. And there is actually one of my favorite authors is Terry Pratchett. And he said, you know, it's funny, the world, the language that he created to describe the world that we live in today and which we philosophize and which we created actually this cyber world, was once created just to tell each other where the good fruit are. And so sometimes I think we are, as a human beings, we are overwhelmed with the development that happened. And if you take quantum computing, that can resolve a problem that actually just with today's technology would need millions of years actually to solve that. And it will be possible in 6 hours. Now take that from a human perspective, this is absolutely overwhelming. And that's actually the world we're living in.
Yeah, and it's about we're not working on the base anymore. We just do bug fixing.
Yes.
Call it that. We're trying to make the small correction we are able to do in that very, very limited, short time.
Yes, and the problem that I see is that like the scissors of where we develop on a very high level and where the general understanding of cybers is just falling apart. This is immensely. You have technology that evolves beyond anything that is understandable, and on the other side you have corporate worlds where you talk about problems that existed already 10 years ago, and even there is nothing that actually evolves. And so I think this is really what makes that whole world on one hand very interesting, very dynamic, makes it very interesting, very dynamic, but on the other hand, makes it also a little bit scary sometimes. And so it's a little bit, that's what I take away from this conference. I'm very enthusiastic about what we're going to do, and on the other side, I'm also a little bit scared.
It's a little bit human nature, right?
That's right.
It's this bright and the dark side.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. And I would like to ask you a final question. It's the why. It's not that philosophical at all. It's also about human nature. Mm-hmm. Why should we meet up in that constellation and maybe a little extended next year again on the Swiss Cybersecurity Days 2025?
I think there are two reasons why I think that such a forum is so important. On the one hand, that is more a local point of view, is that a forum like that in Switzerland being a small country, where we have 2,200 plus people coming together, you create leverage. With that many people that come out of one topic that is important, and you reach them and you discuss with them these issues, you actually can change something, and that is amazing. That's also beautiful, but that is the one side. On the other hand, and this is generally about cybersecurity and the development we have in the digital world, is that this is a global world that doesn't have a global ethical system behind, because there is none. This is a dream we have, that we have a global ethical system. Unfortunately, we don't. And so we have to have these moments where we come together and we discuss about what is possible, what should be possible, what can be done, or probably also where we should create boundaries, where we actually should start to really discuss about ethical themes. Should we do something, or should we do that under certain limitations? And if we don't have this discussion as human beings, it will be only responsible to very few that go into this news area to decide what is, on a human perspective, the ethics behind that. And so I think this is a wonderful opportunity to get people together to really deeply discuss exactly about those themes.
Thank you very much for just being with us here today in our podcast lounge and sharing some insights about your own view on things. And hope to see you next year and talk about what's going on then.
Thank you so much, and also thank you so much to DreamLabs actually to organize all of that. It was impressive. That is maybe the third takeaway that we both said. Well, it's extremely on a high professional level, and I also like that you take the initiatives actually to have also this way of podcast boost, because sometimes you want to reach beyond what is actually here, and that is a great opportunity. So we break the famous fourth wall and we go beyond the actual what is here. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for that warm feedback. Thank you. And to everyone listening out there, if you liked it, we would be happy if you follow us. Feel free to share our podcast in your network and on social media. Thanks for listening, and see you at Bern Expo at the Swiss Cybersecurity Days 2025.